Greetings. Today I am in Portugal. We had wonderful meetings over the weekend and a full day of video recording today for further training in the Portuguese world. I am encouraged in this new season of God. This is a season to partner with God and to invite Him to partner with us for His story in our world. Our partnership with God is going to reveal His story in our world. In the natural, this will look like a time of history being made, but the greater purpose of this season is to see His story revealed, the fruit of His purpose and plan in our lives. This year is a furtherance of what He has said to us. Last year was a time to prevail with unexpected glory. New pathways would be revealed, but we must choose to take those new pathways. If we look in old ways, we will fail to see the new thing that God is doing. We are not the senior partner in our relationship with God. Jesus is the head, and we are His body. We are the body of Christ, and each of us are members of that body. Holy Spirit dwelling within us is our connection to Jesus and our head. Holy Spirit within our hearts enables us to know our Heavenly Father. In January, I released a prophetic word that I feel is for the church in this new season. Here is that prophecy. January 10th, 2025, Ted J. Hansen.
You can trust the target. The target is God's. And He sees you as the arrow. You can trust the arrow because the arrow is in His hand. You can trust the bow, the promise, because the bow that guides the arrow is in His hand. You can trust His hand because His hand comes from His heart. And though it seems like promises have been broken, some promises have failed, some victories have not come through, God says this is a new season. This is a new time. And this is a season where God is going to deal with the little foxes. He's going to deal with the little foxes, the little things that have tried to distract us with earthly-minded things. And like in the days of Samson, that fire that's in His presence is going to be a fire to the tails of the foxes. And the foxes are going to go into the fields of the Philistines, the fields of our distraction, the fields of our uncircumcision, the fields of our individual mentality. And those fires are going to burn up those harvests so that our focus can come to the harvest that God has for us. Then He has reminded me of the Shulamite woman. The little foxes spoil the vine, and the vine is in blossom. Some translations say the vine has its young sweet grapes, but it's even earlier than that. There's blossoms. I believe that there are blossoms in this season. There are different kinds of fire. The fire that God is bringing is not a fire that consumes the things of the flesh merely. It's a fire that ignites the things of the Spirit. That consumes the things of the flesh. But don't be distracted by what you're getting rid of. Be attracted by what He's giving you. Because He's bringing you into something new, something you've not seen before. And that's the target. It has a purpose. It has a destiny. But it's connected to His love. It's not connected to a word or a purpose. It's connected to His heart. You can trust the target because God's eye is on the target. You can trust the arrow because you are an arrow in His hand. You can trust the bow because He's the promiser. You can trust the bow because it's in His hand. You can trust His hand because it comes from His heart. So this is a season where God is leading us forward from His heart. And it's going to take on a new dimension of not just His blessing, loving presence, but His fire-igniting purpose presence. Not a purpose of ministry, but a purpose of His passion and His compassion. A purpose of His fire, of His love, of His fruitfulness. The little foxes spoil the vine, but He's catching the little foxes. The foxes distract, but He's putting a fire. He's tying the tails of the foxes together. And He's saying, like Samson, he is the sunlight. That's what Samson means. He is the sunlight, and it's a new day, it's a new season that he's bringing us into.
God sees the target, and we must trust what he sees. We must partner with him to see what he sees. Our focus must be to set our eyes upon what he sees. The bow is symbolic of his promises in our lives. We can trust God's promises because his promises guide our lives. We are arrows in his hand. We are sons and daughters of God for his purpose and will in our world. The testimony of the arrow is that it hits the target that God is looking at. This is a partnership of the arrow with the hand of the one who holds the bow. The little things that distract us will be dealt with as we set our eyes upon what God sees. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.